If you think of yourself as a hardliner politically, then this is the Haftarah for you. This is the Haftarah where Saul commits a sin that leads to the end of his kingship. And the sin that he commits is he does not kill the king of the enemy, Agag. Since he doesn't kill him, as God says to, Samuel comes along and says, because you didn't kill him, God is displeased with you, and Samuel kills him. Now, why do we read this Haftarah this morning? Because Agag sounds like Haman the Agagite. And the rabbis say, while Agag was in captivity, he had children, and those children led to the line of Haman. And had Saul killed him, as God said, there would be no Haman, because the Agagites would have been wiped out. And so the rabbis utter a memorable line. Those who are kind to the cruel will end up being cruel to the kind. In other words, because Saul was kind to Agag, his action ended up in being cruel to the Jews later on, to those who were kind. So if you are looking for a rationale for a hard line in foreign policy, this is your Haftarah. And I commend it to you. Especially, look, that's what Purim is about. You'll notice that the aftermath of Purim is the Jews actually embark on a wholesale, what shall we say, truth is, it's either a war or a massacre, depending on how you look at it, in which they eliminate the enemies of the Jews on this theory. That is, that those who are enemies will end up being, those who are not cruel to the cruel will end up being cruel to the kind. It's very interesting. I'm just going to close with one anecdote. Those of you who are not here Thursday night to hear Abby Pogrebin speak, it's too bad. She was wonderful. And her book is all about interviews with various figures in entertainment, in politics, in religion, and so on. And she talked about a very moving interview that she had with Dustin Hoffman, in which he got choked up talking about the fact that they changed the ending of his movie Marathon Man because he couldn't stand the way the director wanted to end it. Laurence Olivier, if you remember, played a Nazi, and the way the director had it, Dustin Hoffman, who was a Jew, was supposed to shoot him and kill him. But Hoffman said, Jews don't do that. That's not the way we react. And in fact, was talking afterwards, and we were discussing the fact that there was no wholesale revenge by Jews on Nazis, even in Eastern Europe, even when they had the chance to. Instead, he ends up throwing diamonds at him, all the diamonds, and lets them go down the grate, which was the motivation for his crimes in the first place. But between these two poles, we always swing. That is, should you end up showing mercy to someone who is cruel, or should you ensure that they're punished? Because if you don't, in the end, you'll bring more havoc and more cruelty in the world. This Haftarah certainly argues for point number two, although I suspect it's on a case-by-case basis. But if you want to argue for a strong hand, then don't forget the story of Shmuel, Shaul, and Agag, and the rabbi's comment that those who are kind to the cruel will end up being cruel to the kind. Now we are going to be kind to the kind by allowing all of you to come in and have a seat.